Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, of course, the YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there as we look forward to week two of the NFL season. Eagles and the Falcons on Monday Night Football at Lincoln Financial Field. It's going to be a big one, and one the Eagles are favored to win pretty significantly by a 6.5-point margin over at FanDuel Sportsbook. And I'll tell you right now, the way the Eagles win this game is very simple. The way the Eagles win this game convincingly is very simple. They have to have a pass rush on Kirk Cousins, who just looks like he cannot move and is more of a statue than he's ever been in his career. And they need Jalen Hurts to play a good game and protect the football. Not just put up numbers, not just put up yards, not just put up some points, but protect the football. If you want a style points win, which I do, the Eagles haven't, you know, won a game in a long time, it feels like. I'd say the game against Miami last October, where they won by double digits and Jalen Hurts played really well. They really haven't had games like this in a very long time, and it's time for it to happen. Because I'm starting to wonder now, who is the real Jalen Hurts? What is the real Jalen Hurts? You know, last week, an up-and-down kind of game, and we'll dive into the numbers here in a second on what he did. We know he was good against the blitz. He made some big plays. The touchdown pass to Saquon Barkley, awesome. Nice touch on the big bomb to A.J. Brown. I thought he and Devontae in that last drive connected for some really big throws. All good things. And he led the team to over 30 points. And he had some tough runs using his physicality in the fourth quarter to move the chains, run clock, and to get the Eagles where they needed to be. All great things. And he was the winning quarterback, and he was the one that outdueled Jordan Love. But you look at the numbers from Friday night's game, and they don't paint a flattering picture of Jalen Hurts. And I think your eyes told you that the downs were down among the league last week. And there were a lot of down quarterback performances across the league. Obviously, you know, Bryce Young, Daniel Jones, and Deshaun Watson. A lot of guys stunk it up. Jalen Hurts ranked 24th in passer rating. Okay, just one game. But if you go back to last season, he was 20th in passer rating. So we're talking about a guy that was 20th last year, 24th to start this season. QBR, 20th in week one for Jalen Hurts. Pro Football Focus ranked him dead last among quarterbacks for his performance in week one, which I would say is an overreaction and too far considering how poorly some other guys actually played. Deshaun Watson, who played like crap and lost, and the same thing with Daniel Jones. I mean, I don't believe that Jalen Hurts was the worst quarterback in pro football in week one. Far from it. But again, his performance is way closer to average than it is something special. That's been that way since the beginning of last season. And I continue to wonder and ask, who is the real Jalen Hurts? At this stage of his career, who is he? What is he attempting to be? And what do the Eagles need him to be? Let's start with this. When Jalen Hurts got into the league, my favorite part about him was his decision-making and how he took care of the football. He did not put the ball in harm's way. Jalen Hurts gave the Eagles a chance with smart decision-making and with an ability to not turn the football over. And that has changed. His interception percentage has nearly doubled since the beginning of last year to where it was before that. What happened? What changed? I don't know. You know, we can all have our theories. Is he trying to justify the contract? Is he trying to play more hero ball because he thinks with the defense he has behind him, he needs to? You know, you go back to 2021 and especially 2022, the Eagles got off to big leads, primarily because of the way Hurts played, but they also had a great defense, top 10 defense in the league, where, you know, there were some games there. I think of the Colts game in November that year where Hurts ran for a touchdown late to win the game. You know, they had some games in that season where they didn't score a ton of points, but they were able to win because of their defense. Their defense held things together. Since the beginning of last year, that has not been the case. Their defense has been towards the bottom of the NFL. Last year, they were one of the five worst defenses of pro football. This year, although they made some key stops in the red zone on Friday night against, you know, the Green Bay Packers, you watch the game and they gave a lot of chunk yardage plays. They gave a ton of chunk yardage plays on Friday night. They allowed 7.1 yards per play. It's not a very good defense. It was a bad defense last year. This year, the hope is it trends more towards average. So one theory I have is that Jalen Hurts is trying to do more because he thinks he needs to do more to win the game. Now, that's a little bit counterintuitive because the more he turns the ball over, the more it puts the defense in a bad spot and leads to more points for their team. Also, with all the weapons he has around him on offense, he doesn't have to force things. They'll naturally score points if they don't turn the ball over. They scored on 6 of 8 possessions Friday night against Green Bay. The three they had 11 possessions, they gave 3 away. They dumped 3 away and scored on 6 of 8. So their scoring percentage was extremely high, as it's going to be this season. So that's one theory. Jalen's trying to justify or trying to play hero because he believes the team needs it based on the defense they have. They have to score a lot of points, so he's kind of forcing the issue. That's theory number one. Theory number two on why Jalen has gone from a very good protector of the football to a poorer protector of the football is that he's trying to justify his contract, just trying to justify his status among the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And if that's the case, he's got to get that out of his head quickly, because that is a poisonous way to play the position. It is poisonous. You know, Tom Brady became the GOAT not by trying to justify who he was and what the resume he was building, but by just adding to that resume. He really didn't try to go above and beyond who he was. He stayed within himself, and it won so many football games for the New England Patriots. And there was a time early in his career where he was not considered as good of a quarterback as Peyton Manning. He didn't put up the kind of numbers like Peyton Manning. Now, that eventually evolved, and he surpassed Peyton, both in longevity, in success, in numbers, in everything. He was the better player. But it wasn't always viewed that way. And there were other quarterbacks who were winning MVPs and putting up bigger numbers, and Tom Brady just stayed steady and steady, steady, steady his way for 20 years on the path to 7 championships. That's why he's the GOAT, and why Mahomes has to chase him for a very long time now across his NFL career. And if he's really trying to justify the money or play hero ball, it's going to bite him, and it's going to take him off his perch as one of the top-tier quarterbacks in the NFL, because hero ball doesn't last. It will knock Jalen down many, many pegs if it doesn't change now. The other theory, and this is one I have started to kind of think about more and more as I watch, because I think about plays he made in 2021, 2022 versus the plays he's making or not making or attempting to make now. And I'm starting to wonder if Jalen, I believe his legs are diminished. I don't believe he's the explosive runner he used to be. I believe that it's slowly being realized by him. I think probably for any of us in any walk of life, when you start slowing down, when you start to be, you know, let's take it small potatoes and then go to big potatoes. Small potatoes, you know, you don't quite move as good as you used to, or run as fast, or jump as high as you get into your 30s and 40s and however old you are. You know, if you're in your 20s or you're younger than that, it'll happen eventually. You just realize that, or, you know, you just don't feel the same. You put on a couple extra pounds, or your waistline goes up an inch, whatever it is. It just naturally happens. You just kind of physically diminish as you get old. And you could do a lot of stuff to stave it off and eat right. And yeah, that's not a nutrition podcast. You know what I mean. But you kind of slowly notice these things. It's not like you wake up one day and you're like, oh my goodness, what happened? Now you kind of like, I kind of picked up on that. And then, you know, it's subtle. And I think Jalen is subtly realizing over the last year plus, he's not the same runner as he used to be. So a theory I have on why the turnovers have upticked, and it feels like there's a lot of them lately, is plays that 2 or 3 years ago, Jalen Hurts would take off and run for the first down because it was a tight window and he didn't want to force the football. And he said, I'm not going to do that. I can run for this first down. I think back to the Charger game when the Eagles played the Chargers 2021, November. It was Salute to Service Day in Philadelphia. I took my son, it was his first NFL game. Really fun game. Jalen had a great drive in the fourth quarter, really won me over that day as he's the guy for the Eagles. I loved what I saw. And there were a couple plays in that drive. One, he hit Devontae on a cut over the middle where Devontae came open. Really nice throw, accurate touch, perfect. Devontae could run after the catch. But he also had the play where he ran up the right sideline and flipped over for the first down. Great play. And I think back to that play, and I say to myself, if that play happened today, number one, could he run for that first down? Number two, would he run, try to run for that first down? And number three, if not, two, right? If he doesn't attempt to run, is he then throwing the ball into a tight window late and it's an interception? So perhaps Jalen Hurts has not become a worse decision maker. Perhaps Jalen Hurts has not, you know, isn't really trying to justify his contract. Perhaps he's diminished as a player, as an overall quarterback, as an overall athlete, and it's affecting how he plays. Now, it doesn't mean this is who he is forever and it's going to be a steady downclimb. He has to reinvent himself. Now, I mentioned a lot, Russell Wilson went through this. Russell Wilson was a very mobile quarterback those first 3, 4, 5 years. And then his mobility started to diminish. And he still stayed and a very effective and actually in a lot of ways a more effective, more efficient quarterback in 2018, 19, 20 with the Seattle Seahawks without the legs he had early in his career because he got better at throwing the football down the field. They obviously got him some big weapons with DK Metcalf and he put the ball where it needed to be and they scored a lot of points. Now, they didn't win as much, but it was still effective. And then as the last couple years have gone on, he's gotten so far diminished physically that it's become harder. Now, can Jalen reinvent himself mid-career the way Russell Wilson did before that full fall-off happened? That's what I think is the most important part of this season, is the reinvention of Jalen Hurts, if those legs are truly not what they used to be. And when you look at Jalen Hurts' career so far, 2021, I'd say generously and probably fairly, he was the 20th best quarterback in pro football. 2022, I thought he was a top two, three quarterback in pro football. Certainly a top five, no matter how you slice the cake. That's how well he played. Last year, I'd say somewhere around a top 15 quarterback in pro football. So we've had below average. We've had elite. We've had average in his three full years as a starting quarterback. And we start off week one, and, you know, that wasn't good. I mean, that was a C or C minus performance out of Jalen Hurts in his first game. It wasn't good. The rankings and the ratings and the evaluations are all kind of aligned in that. It wasn't good. Was it horrendous? I mean, that's for you to decide and for the Eagles to decide as they correct things. There were certainly good enough things there, enough good things there that they won a football game, but it was way closer to last year than it was elite. And you start to wonder who he is, what he is, and where he is going forward. I think the key now is to watch how Jalen reinvents himself. Now, the good thing is he got rid of the football quickly and efficiently and smartly against the blitz. That wasn't killing him. It was when things got a little, you know, hairy and he didn't take off. And he's hanging in there or bailing out of the pocket. And then he tries to make a throw. And you got to know yourself as a quarterback. You got to know yourself as a person. What are you good at? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? Jalen Hurts going across his body, not resetting his feet, throwing, you know, back to the middle of the field as he fades right is a dangerous pass. He doesn't have the arm of Josh Allen where he'd get that football in there. He doesn't have Matthew Stafford's arm. That's obvious to any of us with eyes. Jalen's got to make it obvious to himself. So at this point, I continue to ask the question and wonder who is the real Jalen Hurts? What is the real Jalen Hurts? And is this who Jalen Hurts is going to be the rest of his career? Because if it is, he's got some serious reinvention to do to make it viable, to make it good enough. Jalen Hurts played well enough for the Eagles to win a football game on Friday night in Brazil. He did not look like a quarterback and play like a quarterback that will win the Super Bowl this year. And that's obviously the objective. 2 years ago, week to week, he looked like that. He played like that. And the Eagles soared because of it. So I can't wait for Monday night to get another piece of evidence, a piece of the puzzle, and another, you know, little portion of the answer on who is Jalen Hurts at this point of his career? What is he? And how quickly will he settle into wherever this, whatever the stage of his career is? Because the numbers say it's below average. Our eyes say there's too much going on there for it to sustain. The contract says he better play well. The reality says if he doesn't, the Eagles will do what they did when they got Jalen Hurts, which is they'll look at quarterbacks in next year's draft. That's the bottom line. And Hurts knows it. We know it. I know. Everyone knows it. So that's the bit, you know, yeah. Can they beat the Falcons on the show? They're 6.5-point favorites. Will they? We'll find out. But the biggest subplot is how does Jalen Hurts play? Can he take care of the football? And how much are his legs or his mental state affecting the decisions he makes and doesn't make on that football field? And when he's the trigger man in an offense that should score a ton of points, A lot of pressure. He signed up for it. I can't wait to see how he does. I expect a bounce back, but I'd be lying if I said I'm sure we're ever going to see what we saw in 2022 again. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast, virtual YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. So much to get to. NFL picks in your feed on Saturday. Thank you again for listening. We'll talk soon on WIP Daily.